95.7 The Game.
What are you smiling about?
Because I got family from Texas in town, and they're coming to the city at the pier. Okay. My cousin Tony, right. Better Than You and Hoop, a legend. His wife, play? Esther.
Where'd he play?
Buller, Texas. Buller High School.
No. Yeah. Did he play college? No, he didn't.
Did you know what?
What's his name?
Tony.
Hey, TJ. Tony.
And my uncle TJ, Aunt Stamphaline, and April, and Connie. They're all in the city. I said, when you park, just leave your windows down. That's how you do it.
Take everything out. Tell them not to keep their luggage in there.
Yeah, but they're listening.
That's for sure.
He was bad on the hoop court.
We're talking about, was he good?
Yeah.
Guard?
Mm-hmm. Could shoot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't get jealous.
He didn't like a hand in his face, did he?
Right. Maybe you'll meet him.
Yeah. We'll see. Mm-hmm. How big is he?
About six foot. He's bad dude's 90.
Yeah. I mean...
Running the
welcome
family.
To the city.
There you go.
Welcome to the city. Good luck. Good luck here, and let's see if you can get out of here in the same car you came in.
No doubt.
We're talking about Jimmy Garoppolo and Kyle Shanahan, and Jimmy Garoppolo making some interesting comments about how he likes to throw it deep, and the question now becomes, will the 49ers offense look any differently Sunday against the Broncos than it kind of always has under Jimmy Garoppolo? And here's where I'm at. It shouldn't. Jimmy Garoppolo as a starter in this league is 33-14, 31-14 with the Niners. Like, why would you? And now he's a backup. So now he's a backup quarterback.
Or he was a backup.
Well, I'm just saying. Huh. He started the year as a backup. I think now's the time where you kind of double down on everything Jimmy is and was, because what he's shown you is he can get you deep into the playoffs.
Well, this is about the now, the immediate. And a lot of people don't give any credence to that one loss record by Jimmy Garoppolo. And sometimes it's not fair because they believe he was just a bus driver. I mean, he was a passenger on the bus. He wasn't the reason. So now, to me, if it's all about relationships and you're Kyle Shanahan, you are right. Nothing should change on how the way you go out and devise a plan around Jimmy Garoppolo. Nothing. But the fact that you told this dude bye, you replaced him with something that was inferior, basically. No shade at Trey. I feel like you owe it to Jimmy Garoppolo now to give him some more shots, Steiny. Just give him I'm not saying throw the ball 60 damn times, but Kyle Shanahan heard Jimmy up at that podium. He heard those words. He knows what time it is. He can't audible at the line. This is not Pop Warner in high school. Some of those kids got more more responsibility than Jimmy. Go ahead and let Jimmy go up top a little more.
Ryan in Oakland. What do you think, Ryan? What do you want to do with Jimmy? Hey, man.
First of all, appreciate you. Thanks for the time.
No problem.
Love your guys' show.
Yeah.
I got three reasons why, yes, the Niners should be airing it out.
All right.
And first reason, live like there's no tomorrow. If we don't realize what just happened, we got Jimmy Garoppolo on a deal. And if we would have traded him away, our season is now relying on Brock Purdy. So since we're fortunate and we still have Jimmy G here, hey, let the guy air it out. Reason two, freaking our defense is playing lights out. Fred Warner and Talanoa Hufanga. Those are the two reasons I say air it out number two. The guy's playing lights out. It's almost like you're watching Troy Polamalu over there. So worst case scenario, Jimmy G throws a 40-50-yard interception. Hey, that's like a punt. We change field position, let our defense go do their thing. The third reason is, I've heard this for years, he's a game manager. Well, if we circle back, they used to say that about Alex Smith. Even back in the day, they used to say that about Jeff Garcia. But we found a way to win. Our defense has been very competitive for several years. Our offensive run game has been very competitive for several years. We know that's there. Live like there's no tomorrow. Let Jimmy G go air the ball out and let our defense go win some games. Appreciate you guys. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Ryan. Well organized. Three good points. And, of course, the phrase, live like there's no tomorrow, which sounds good in practice, but... it's a little risky for your boy Steiny.
Well, I'm gonna go J.J. Evans on you. They've had
Dynamite?
Good times. Yeah, no, good times.
What am I thinking?
Dynamite is what he says too. But the show was called Good Times.
Yeah,
filmed in Chicago.
John Amos.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Steiny, they've gotten
Wanda.
They gotten to
the neighbor.
Mm-hmm. The gadget.
I liked her.
I don't know. That wasn't the neighbor's name.
Yeah.
It was Roe.
No. It was... Thelma was
the sister.
Thelma was the sister.
Yeah, Thelma.
Flo was the
No, that's the Jeffersons. Yeah, that was
no. She the was wife's the name was
hey, Florida.
Florida. That's right.
Damn.
I think Wanda was their friend. Their sassy friend.
Yeah, she was sassy. Yeah, I just get the name instead. Back to the Niners.
All right.
But listen, they've reached great heights doing it this way.
That's right.
But now the people feel like Kyle, you owe Jimmy something. You owe him something. And if you listen to him closely in these sound bites, he's yearning to maybe throw the ball down the field a little more. I'm not saying scrap the game plan something totally different. You owe this man something. And we'll see Sunday. We'll know if we see it. Oh, he let them loose a little
bit. Willona.
There we go.
Thank you, 415. Thank you, 415.
I thought Kyle gave it to us. He's too young to know.
Willona, that's right.
There we go.
She used to always come in. And
she was hot.
She liked to stir the pot.
No doubt.
That's maybe why I kind of liked her. She was all right. Well, listen, I'm not saying that you don't put wrinkles in, but you can't just cater to one guy. You still have to...
No, but this helps Ayuk and Debo.
You don't know
Steiny?
That. We don't know that.
Have you seen
Debo can't run a route?
See, you don't believe that. 1,400 yards in the air last year.
Early. All
what
early.
What does that mean, early?
He had most of his yards the first half of the season, what I'm saying, through the air.
That's a facet of this team that needs to be fixed or enhanced if they're going to go on a run this year and win it. It ain't going to just be getting... I mean, come on.
Here's the problem with what you say. Oh, go deep. Well, Kittle's mostly a blocker, not a pass catcher. Debo doesn't know how to run routes. Yeah. He can't get open deep. And Ayuk's still very young. Still very young receiver. So maybe you ought to rethink that. Jimmy should have more protection. You got to keep Kittle in on the pass routes.
Yeah, if people can see you laughing, you don't believe that. And I believe it was in the offseason, ESPN voted tight end and receivers and quarterback running backs. They were top three in regard to weaponry. So they got some weapons, and we thought it was going to be with Trey Lance. It's there, and if the guy is telling you he can do more, I don't think it's just crazy to see. You know what? I'll call three. We'll dial it up. Call three or four more passes downfield for you, Jimmy.
Yeah, call him on like third.
That's
and
the
four.
Least I could do for
see
you.
See what happens on third and three. Go long.
Don't lose this game. It'd be a bad look. We come in here
why
Monday.
Why are you
and
saying that?
And they're 1-2. Now it ain't about Trey. It's about is this the 3-5 Niners?
Why do you
Niners?
Think they're better than Denver?
Because Denver is trying to form a new identity. This group has been together. They were just at the NFC Championship game. And I'm starting to think Russell got, they said bye-bye in Seattle because he was done. Like, I'm watching
you know
that.
What? Let me give you a little help here. Just hold off on that one.
All right.
Just hold off.
I got you.
There's very little to gain by coming out with that headline after 2 weeks.
No
That's
doubt.
All.
I get that.
Because like I pointed out.
There's a little bit of denial, too.
Like I pointed out to you, when Tom Brady went to Tampa Bay, it wasn't guns blazing right away. He had 3 touchdowns, 3 interceptions his first 2 games.
But it was how he captained the ship, and they didn't lead the league in false starts
and
delay
of
games.
No.
I don't care about the outcome.
Patrick in Stockton. What's up, Patrick? Are they?
No.
First of all,
you got your first caller, Mark, calling in talking about Trent Dilfer and turning loose in the same sentence. And then you got the second caller thinking it's a blackjack game talking about double down.
Exactly.
No, man. Conservative. Mm-hmm. We should be so damn conservative. Jimmy G's name tag should say GOP on the back of his jersey. Listen,
I'll give you four for that one.
Listen, Guru, you threw some numbers out. They were terrific, but you know what numbers you did not throw out?
Give them to me.
Jimmy G's record against the Seattle Seahawks was 2-5. And guess who was driving that bus? Man, we better play this game smart, man.
Mm.
Let Jimmy G manage the game, play it smart. And then my biggest question is, what happens if we go back to the Super Bowl or accidentally win the damn thing? Then what do we do?
You know what? And you tell Trey Lance, you got to wait.
And it would be easier to do that coming off an injury and what you've seen from him in 4 games. Jimmy controls. If he wants to stay here, I'm going Beyonce. He controls his destiny. You get a chip
yes
here.
Yes and no.
No, it would be up to, dude, Stoney, they would have to double back and be like, why would we say bye? We almost made that mistake before a bit prematurely.
Okay, let's play this
now
game.
Now you've won?
Well, let's
why
play this
would
game.
We say bye to
let's
that?
Play this game.
Okay.
Let's just say the 49ers go 10-7. They get to the NFC Championship, bam, and they lose again.
Okay.
What do you do? What do you do?
You asked that
next
question
year.
As if Jimmy was the reason they lost that game. We'd have to see how it played out.
I don't know how they lost it. Okay. I'm just telling you.
Right.
They go, let's general. They go 10-7. Who cares if they were 3-5? Right. They go 10-7. Right. Make the playoffs. Win two. They lose in the NFC Championship game 24-21. I'm using that score on purpose, yeah, so it's not really high scoring and really low scoring. They lose 24-21. So now what do?
You talk to Jimmy about coming back. And now you look at, this is our third NFC, our trip to the NFC Championship game. You know what? Why would you? There are 31 other teams that would give their right arm to play in that game. And we got something that's getting damn close to it all.
You want
to say bye-bye to that?
If you want to jump into the conversation, 888-957-9570. I'm just saying, I don't think it'll be that easy. If the 49ers make the playoffs, let's say they get to the NFC Championship game, lose again, 24-21. I think we are going to have the exact same dynamic next year that we had before this year. And that will be approximately half the fan base saying, why are we moving off Jimmy? And the other half of the fan base saying, well, we saw it again. Jimmy cannot get it done. He can get you so far, but he can't get you over the top. We've got to go to Trey Lance. So I don't necessarily think this thing's going to be solved.
I'll tell you this.
No matter what happens this year.
So you're telling me and the listeners that Kyle Shanahan wouldn't admit that he handled this situation coming out of camp this year, naming Trey Lance the starter over Jimmy and basically saying bye-bye to Jimmy and his tenure here. You don't think he thought he knows now that was a mistake?
I don't think
they would do that again. I think Kyle, he won't say it, but he's learned something. And if they get to the NFC Championship game, it ain't going to be about do you want to stay here or we want you. Jimmy stock will be through the roof.
Okay, so you're going to have to pay him.
And now, okay, money talks.
And that's what they're not going to do.
Okay, so now you revert back to a youngster who now has in his head, I've been hurt, I got to overcome my injuries, and show that I made improvement between the ears on what people have seen me do and what my coach wouldn't even allow me to do. That's a big ask.
Well, we don't know that we've seen improvement. Are you talking about improvement from Jimmy?
No, from Trey.
Oh.
That would be a whole hit the reverse.
But let's do it this way. So Garoppolo made 6.5, and he's probably, if let's say he starts the rest of the year.
Yeah, he made 16.
Let's say 15, 16, whatever. And he gets them to the NFC Championship game again. Why will anything be different? Just because of that, the injury, the surgery that he had?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so how much is he going to get? How much is he going to make?
I could see.
Because I don't think the 49ers are going to pay him more than 20.
And that was my number. What if the Giants came calling 20 and they were done with Daniel Jones or Saleh with the Giants? I don't know what's going on.
That's why I don't think Garoppolo's going to be back.
But you're telling me another trip to the NFC Championship? See, you give them, Sal, this is what you're doing. You're giving Jimmy credit for getting you to the game before the Super Bowl, but then you're blaming them that the team didn't win. I think GMs around the league, I truly believe there were no suitors, allegedly, because the man had surgery on his shoulder.
There's two different things. Like, I'm not saying he's not. I do not think the 49ers, the more I think about it, I don't think Jimmy Garoppolo will be the starting quarterback for the Niners next year.
Because of cost.
Cost, I don't think he wants
to.
But
remember,
and I don't think the 49ers, want to stay on Jimmy.
See,
like they've shown that.
Wow.
They've shown that.
Yeah, but that was thinking that Trey was going to get it faster. Not blaming Trey.
You can't pay Jimmy 20
and then have Trey watch?
No. I don't.
He's still on his rookie deal, coming off an injury.
Not for much longer. Nick is in San Francisco. Hey, Nick, what's going on, man?
Yeah, hey guys, thanks for taking the call. Happy Friday.
Do we know Jimmy wants to come back?
And this
he might just be like, hey,
I get it.
Give me my Super Bowl ring, sayonara. Go ahead, Nick.
Yeah, hey guys, I'm just shocked that there's Niners fans out here calling into your show saying that they want to, quote-unquote, let Jimmy loose. I mean, the most important thing in football here is winning games, but what have the Niners done when Jimmy's been starting games and when he's been healthy? They've been winning the ball game by running the ball. Yeah, you can mix in, you know, have Jimmy throw his screens, you know, a few passes over the middle. They're not going to consistently go, you know, long ball because Jimmy wants to. I mean, that's just like, it's not working in the past. You can mix in a few things here and there, but why would Shanahan do that just because Jimmy wants to?
Exactly. Yeah. It's just like, it's like, you know, it's like Guru wanting more shots and telling the coach, I need more shots. And the coach goes, but you're shooting 37%. So make do with the shots you get.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's happened.
I think one of the aspects here that's getting a little bit overlooked is like the Niners teams know the Niners aren't going to throw it down the field. I think if they incorporated more of that into their offense, they would be harder to defend, whether Garoppolo is completing those passes or not. Teams just have to know they have to defend it. Right now, they don't.
And Kyle, I'm going Rodney Dangerfield. You're saying respect it. Make the defense respect guarding over the top. And right now, the Niners don't play that way.
5-1-0.
Kyle may not even be old enough to know who Rodney Dangerfield is.
Jimmy GOP.
Well, I get no respect.
I like that. The San Francisco, they like the grand old party. They're that conservative. I like that.
I don't.
They are. Their offense is conservative. I was listening to Dibley about a week, beginning of the week, and he was right. They're not very explosive.
Hello? Okay, we've been watching this for how long?
So why are they not explosive, but supposedly they have all this weaponry?
And
I don't think they have as much weaponry as you think.
No, they don't have the C word from the coach. Confidence in the weaponry.
Okay, so Kyle's holding them back.
No doubt about it.
Well, then, the
why don't you just say he's not a good coach then?
No, I can't.
Because if you're holding your team back, then you're not a good coach.
Fire Kyle right now.
So he doesn't know his personnel.
No, I'm not saying.
Yes, you are.
I'm saying this. Jimmy is not enjoying the Kyle Shanahan experience. And we never even once cared to put a mic in his face to even ask him. You're a football player. I go out, play football, get hit, tackle, throw. But now we're hearing deep down, I'm not playing at my full potential. Why, Jimmy?
Because I don't get asked to do it. I'm not giving him that.
But that's what's coming out of these sound bites.
Well, of course.
If you're Kyle, why am I doing that?
Yeah, I mean, Jimmy Garoppolo's confident.
Maybe that's what kept you from winning, though. You gotten close twice. Maybe that's what's keeping you from getting over the hump. Because you got lemon booty in the Super Bowl. That wasn't Jimmy. That was you.
Yeah.
I hear Vontae talk about it all the time. You can't make chicken soup
out of chicken feathers. If a guy can't throw deep, he can't throw deep.
So he had the arm strength to overthrow Emmanuel Sanders for the people in the back. So wasn't it his arm was just a noodle arm and he couldn't get it there? He overthrew him.
Well, it doesn't matter. I mean, who cares if it's an underthrow or an overthrow?
But you know what? Take shots. Take a shot.
I know that, and that's...
Let Jimmy Cook start Sunday night. What? Something's eating at me. I'm a charter. I'm going to chart the plays.
You know what?
When you see me Monday...
I'm
going
to go on the record and say it. I hate that phrase. I hate that phrase.
Everything.
Let Jimmy Cook... I hate that. It's dumb.
No, he's the chef.
He's not the chef.
When the chef, wherever restaurant he works at or kitchen he's in, has to answer to no one.
It's not a chef.
It's his show.
It's not his show. It's Kyle's show.
And Kyle will always make sure of that. That's the problem.
Let's go to Austin in San Jose. One of our favorites. What's up, Austin?
Hey, fellas. Happy Friday. Thanks for talking to us for a few minutes. Listen. I mean, Jimmy's auditioning, man. He's already got a plan. His agent, they're smiling, man. I kind of agree with what Steiny said earlier. Pressure really, he probably will play better this year because he's not playing with a lot of pressure. They put the man on the ice, expecting him to be gone, and wasn't even practicing with the team. And now he ends up being the quarterback. I mean, this is good, man. I'm just going to be in the theater, man. There's going to be a lot to talk about the whole year.
No doubt.
He's got nowhere to go but up, and he's going to get paid, guys. Listen, my guy in D.C. is making $28 million, the quarterback there, I think. They paid
him
for 1 year.
Carson.
He can go there and get 25 next year if that doesn't work out there. There's probably four or five other teams he can go to. So why is he going to stay here with Kyle? And it's clear to me that there's something between Kyle and him. I don't know if you guys are picking up on that.
Oh, he's doing it. He's saying it. Austin, we're hearing it with Jimmy Soundbite. Austin, I agree. Little subtle digs.
I think it's, but I don't think it's a huge deal. I think it's like more like Draymond and Kerr. You know how they kind of, they're not.
But it's easy for you to say Kerr never said bye-bye to Dre. Kyle.
No, he said, I'm sick of Draymond's crap.
This relationship was over. It was done.
You know what?
How do you come back from
that? I'm going to start fighting you on that, to tell you the truth, because I think that's a misstatement. They didn't tell Jimmy bye-bye. They never told him bye-bye. They never waved him. They never cut him. They never said bye-bye, Jimmy. They could have. They could have waved him, or they probably could have traded him for a seventh rounder. So I do not. I'm not going
Jimmy
with you on that.
Jimmy said bye-bye, Stani, with the post-game presser.
Well, that's because it was out of his hands. He assumed.
But conventional wisdom was they were going a different direction. They couldn't afford
them. But they never. They were gutless. The 49ers. They were gutless because they knew Trey Lance wasn't all the way there. And so they held on to Jimmy exactly for why they're using him now. I do not think, and that's why I think Jimmy Garoppolo has every right to be upset. And
if I'm Jimmy, like, he knew he was the odd man out. As soon as that final snap in L.A. in the NFC Championship game, he knew what time it was, and that's why he was like, bye-bye,
right.
I enjoyed
but
it.
But he had no control. He was still at the win.
Now he does, though, Stani.
But he was under contract for the 49ers.
Right.
Like, he couldn't quit. He was saying, release me. They're like, we're not going to release you. Okay, trade me. Well, nobody wants you. He was screwed.
Let's just take real quick the scenario that they go to the NFC Championship, lose. He has the power now to take his services somewhere else and say, I'm out of here.
Well, who's to say the 49ers will even want him?
Okay, it's two sides to every story.
Because they didn't want him last year, and he took him to the NFC Championship. I mean, I'm not really arguing for any point other than, like, Jimmy, it's like,
I'm with you. Like, why would he want to come back if they wanted him back, Stani?
You mean for next year?
Yeah.
I mean, the only way he would come back next year is if nobody wants him. Okay. Nobody wants him.
Well, and you get this team to the NFC Championship game. Like Austin said, if Carson Wentz is getting nine lives, Jimmy will get another shot somewhere if he's healthy.
408, Stani, you couldn't be more wrong. It's 100% the Jimmy G show. It's definitely not the Kyle Shanahan show. It'll only be Kyle Shanahan show when it becomes a... I kind of disagree. And that's one of the things. And we can talk about this more after we talk to Clinton Portis on the other side. There's something about Kyle Shanahan where it's always about Kyle Shanahan. It just is. He's one of those coaches. He's like Don Nelson.
So he's the star of the team.
Yes.
I don't like that.
He's been the face of the franchise for the last 6 years.
That stinks.
Kyle Shanahan. And you know what? He's the face of the franchise right now.
Belichick did it, and it was natural. He's doing it, and I don't. Look at me. Control.
I'm going to. The Bay Area right now is confounded. You spend half your time complimenting the boy genius. You spend half your time ripping him. We don't even know how you feel about
Kyle.
I guess it depends on the temperature outside, and the Bay Area's not happy about it. All right, we got Clinton Portis coming up on the other side, former running back for Washington, former running back for the Denver Broncos. Don't forget, this Saturday at 9 a.m., and airing every Saturday leading up to the Super Bowl, Odyssey presents Kickoff with Boomer and Valenti, a one-hour show with our very own Boomer Esiason breaking down the games each week and giving his unique perspective on the NFL on and off the field. That's 9 a.m. starting this Saturday right here on 95.7 The Game.
The Game.
Oh, yeah. 49ers, Broncos. I like games that we don't see a lot. We don't see these teams play a lot.
This was a Super Bowl. I'll give you that.
Thank you.
Yeah, but it was a
Super Bowl. But see, when you say that, then people are like, yeah, it's like Denver, you're contradicting
this what
you
let, we got Clint. Denver, and they're all blue. Niners in the road tan pants with the white jerseys. I know you get off on that type of stuff.
Oh, that is official.
Official.
Gotcha. Say it again. What I wasn't
Denver
listening.
And they're all blue. I kind of like
all
that.
All blue?
Yeah, they're all blue. Blue on blue. Niners in the tan pants with the white jerseys. I love it.
408. Yes, Steiny. We want Jimmy unleashed. You don't unleash like a corgi. Nothing happens. Now, Doberman, you unleash a Doberman, things are going to change. But a corgi? You take the leash off a corgi and nothing really
happens.
See,
I think Kyle's in a pickle. That's your word, a pickle. You've been using it this week.
Thank you.
You got to keep the others happy. It ain't just about Jimmy. Ayuk, who's busted his ass all off season, all that rapport stuff with Trey, put that in the coffin. And what about Debo? Or are you going to just use him like Clint Portis until he gets hurt? Yeah. He can't last this doing 15 more games like this. He was taking hits against Seattle. He's so tough, though, man.
Let's go to PJ. PJ's in Boise, Idaho. Uh-oh. What's up, PJ?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hey.
Hopefully you can hear me fine. Yeah, I'm calling in specifically just because, you know, we're all talking about, you know, whether or not to let Jimmy out and ball out. But at this point in time, I don't see any reason to do that. I mean, the only time I've ever seen Jimmy ball out like that is back when he was playing against the Saints. And it's a George Kittle carrying three grown men 20 yards down the field for them to win that game.
Wow. Thank you. You know what's funny? You know, and I got to, just to take a shot at you here. You bring up Jimmy's overthrow against Sanders.
Oh,
you ever notice? Oh, hey, let Jimmy cook. And one game gets the Saints. Everybody, how about that Saints
but
game?
But when have we seen one him game. Get that opportunity?
He did nothing. George Kittle did it all.
No, hold on.
That was a yak game of all yak games.
He threw
games.
A bomb where the DB could have jumped twice, intercepted, you know what? But he didn't.
I'm going the other way. I'm put the handcuffs on tighter.
Stop.
You're 31-14 with Jimmy Garoppolo. Just win like you've been winning and roll the dice and see if you can be a little better this year and win it all.
Pressure's on Kyle.
Hey, when Jimmy Garoppolo was slinging it back in 2017, they were 5-0.
I just get so mad at that.
Why do you get mad at it?
Because the season was over except for Jacksonville.
But he's backing up your point. You should embrace that.
But see, I'm not like you. I'm all about the glory.
No, but you're also not about being right.
That's all. Please. I wasn't right about my pick, Monte. How are you going to out me on who I took, and then I think I took the other team?
Your family in town?
Yeah.
So, So, what's Uncle Tony?
No, TJ.
TJ's going to be like
my cousin Tony.
Tony's going to be. Yeah, are they going to get on Esther. You? They're going to be like, that guy you work with is a real goof.
Oh, no.
Nah. Real jerk.
They like Big Dex and all the others.
Who?
Big Dex, remember? My guy, Big Dex. Big Dex. That's Steiny. I calmed him down, though. You ain't got to worry.
Scott and Hayward. What's up, Scotty? Scotty, tell him what's up.
Hey, what up, guys?
Hey, tell him what's up. We know football.
Happy Friday.
Yeah.
You know, what's up is when Jimmy was leashed, he would at least once a game throw that, oh, no, what are you doing, Jimmy?
Yeah.
Pass. And we don't need that. So unleashing Jimmy is going to unleash a whole lot more, oh, no, what is you doing, Jimmy? Throws. We do not need that. What we do need is the occasional shot downfield to Ayuk. You run the ball. That is what play action is for. I would love to see just a little bit of traditional play calling. I love the Tebow as a running back shtick. It does work, but come on now. Take some shots. Get Ayuk involved. You're paying the man. Get him the ball. Do not unleash Jimmy Garoppolo. Win some games. Throw it downfield. Have a wonderful weekend, Justin.
Yeah, Scotty. By the way, they're not paying Ayuk that much. He's still in his rookie deal.
But he's a bad dude.
He's not. Stop it. Stop it.
He's like Kuminga or Poole.
That's fine. They're not. He's not like Poole.
Athletic
he's
gifts.
Not like Poole.
We've seen them.
He's not like Poole.
He's got athletic gifts.
He's not like Poole. He hasn't had a year like Poole's had.
I didn't say that.
Well, I know Kyle. He didn't run for 1,000.
His catch
800 yards is, last year.
See, you get so fixated on numbers. You put him with one of these quarterbacks that are better than Jimmy, your boy would be a star. And I'm not saying he's not going to be. IU can catch, man. That's what I'm telling you. And I think you see it.
But you stop crowning a guy who's in his third year. He's just starting his third year.
I didn't say Pro Bowler yet.
No, but you
were
like
crowning. Can't you watch an athlete know that guy's got some gifts?
Yes, I say that about every single professional athlete I've ever seen in my life.
I'm going to give you a two.
I said it about Scotty Brooks, who was 5'11 white guy. I was like, you know what? He can shoot the ball. Everybody's got gifts.
He's got some bounce, and I want him to get featured. And hopefully, and I
think you want everybody featured, and that can't happen.
I'll be fine on this Kittle. You know you took the L on that.
What are you talking about?
Kittle's a bad dude, blocking and catching the ball, man.
He's better in the trenches.
He going to the Hall of Fame? If his career ended today.
No!
Kittle.
George Kittle?
Yeah.
The Hall of Fame?
No chance.
What are you...
Would you drug test this guy? On. Would you say that
the
car is headed in that direction?
No.
Well, if Iggy's getting in, he's getting in.
Iggy's got four titles. But don't get me started on it. Iguodala. By the way, if you haven't heard.
He's over under for games played. I'm happy he's coming back.
Here's how you know Iguodala.
I'll put it 44.
He's jumped the shark. We don't even play breaking news sounder anymore when he announces
Drazon, he's coming. Dude.
We like him.
You didn't listen to the changeover this morning without telling me you didn't listen to the changeover.
I was pretty good.
Breaking news sounder got smashed.
I know. I did.
That's great.
I heard
Iggy's
it.
Iggy's back, though.
Yeah. Iggy. We'll play some Iggy sound if people want it. All right. We got him. We got Clinton Portis. Welcome.
The man.
9-year NFL career with the Broncos in Washington. Two-time Pro Bowler and 2002 Offensive Rookie of the Year. Hey, Clinton, thanks for joining us, man. Really appreciate it.
No problem, man. My apologies.
Oh, that's all right. That's all right. Actually, you know what? You're early for most of our guests, to tell you the truth. So, hey, let me ask you this. What do you think about what happened with the 49ers quarterback situation to start? Garoppolo takes him to the NFC title game last year. Next thing you know, they're starting Trey Lance, but they keep Jimmy around, and now Jimmy's starting again.
I think that's football. You know, when Garoppolo didn't get traded, even after they drafted Lance, to have that carry over once he didn't get moved, you know, it's always an uncomfortable thing when you got a guy that's sitting and waiting, you know, and all of a sudden, you know, Lance was upset that he didn't get moved, and look how it worked out for San Fran. I think they're a much better team. I think Lance probably needs a little time to learn Coach Shanahan anyway. So now that Garoppolo is back at the helm, I look for the 49ers to get back on track. Deebo Samuel's numbers to be up, Ayuk numbers to be up, so I think he can get the ball to their playmakers.
Clinton, let me ask you this, man, because you played for Kyle's daddy, and they gave you the ball early. They gave it to you at the end. You wore defenses down, and I'm no ball coach, but Kyle, his son, you know, he's doing it by committee, and they're dropping like flies, and I'm old school. I like the Zeke Elliott, the Henrys. Do you think when you do it by committee, it's kind of devaluing the running back?
Well, I think it devalues the running back, but if you look at the success they had, you know, and then I think they tried to give the guys keep getting banged up, you know. That's why they end up in running back by committee. So, but I always like a bell cow, you know.
Yeah.
I like the Dalvin Cooks. Even you see Madison come in and get some of his carries. But I like a three-down back and then – you spare him when he needs a breather, not, oh, well, this play is for so-and-so and this play is for so-and-so. I need a back that can do everything.
Mm.
And that's what I prefer, you know. But around the league, if you look throughout the NFL, those guys are, you know, Jonathan Taylor, Dalvin Cook. I don't even know if you could say Christian McCaffrey because he's the same way, you know. McCaffrey and Kamara are kind of fragile when it comes to downhill running or goal line. So I'm used to seeing the Corey Dillons and Adrian James and Fred Taylor LaDainian Tomlinson, a guy who can be in every down and, you know, serves a purpose.
Clinton Portis joining us on 95.7 The Game. Clinton played for Mike Shanahan in 2002 when he was the Offensive Rookie of the Year, and also 2003. And he also played for Kyle in Washington when Kyle was an offensive coordinator. I'm just gonna ask you this straightforward, because we've seen Kyle now be the head coach of the 49ers. This is his sixth year, and there's a word that a lot of people use to describe Kyle, and the word is arrogant. You played for him. Do you see how maybe people could think he's an arrogant type of guy, or you didn't see that when you were in D.C.?
I saw it in Denver when I was a rookie. I think Kyle was at UC at that time. Yeah. So I think he should be arrogant. You know, you look at his coaching tree as of right now. You know, you look at the guys that was on the staff with him in D.C., and in his coaching tree, he's already in, like, you know, by the time he's done, he's going to have one of those Belichick coaching trees. You got McVay, you got Green Bay, where else? McDaniel.
Yeah.
You got guys everywhere from under his tree. So obviously it's a reason he should be cocky, you know, or he should be arrogant. I just think in so many situations, you know how a guy is so smart and he's so talented that it's just like, I know the answer. At some point, you got to say, you know what, I'm going to try this way. You know, I know he got great coaches around him because he still got Bobby T. And Bobby T done produced so many backs. You know, you go from Terrell to myself and all of the guys that Bobby T has had along the line, that you got to trust Bobby T. You got to put the ball in the running back's hand. You know, even if it's Samuels, you got to get a consistent run game. Like, Lance wasn't ready, but you're not giving them the opportunity to come out and do play action passes. You're not giving them the opportunity to set stuff up. It's just like, I'm such a genius, I'm so smart as a coach that I could put this kid in position to win. And although he is, you got to let him grow to that. You know, even if you look at Green Bay, you know, Aaron Rodgers had a issue with the coaching as well. You know, he's the same attitude as Kyle. You know, I believe in my system is going to work, and then all of a sudden they gelled and they came together. So I just think it's in those coaches, and it should be McVay. He still remembers every play that he's called. So he's developed, or he's had the eye for some amazing talent, and he's called some amazing plays. But, you know, I just think sometimes you got to get out your own way. And I think Kyle is going to be a great coach when it's all said and done 20 years from now. And he's going to look back and say, you know what, man, I was young and arrogant and in my own way. But I think he should be, because he sees the greatness. He's been around it. You know, you go back to Coach Kubiak, having the luxury of having a Coach Kubiak with your dad, and having those guys around, being around those guys, and be able to pick Mike Brain, to pick Gary Brain, and now all of a sudden he's put all that together from the coaches that was on his dad's staff, and he's doing something special.
Clinton, don't repeat. Good stuff. Don't repeat this. I'm a big Russell Wilson guy, and you know, I know it's 2 weeks in, but I had Denver going to the Super Bowl with Javonte Williams, Gordon III, that running game. But I'm watching two games in, and I'm a bit disappointed with the run game. Am I wrong with that analysis?
We both are. I just blew up my entire fantasy team. I was big on Russell and Javonte. That was the back that I actually took. I just don't think, again, I think it's the same situation. You know, you look at them in goal to go, and they're not even attempting to run the ball. How do you have a guy that breaks the most tackles throughout the NFL, and you're not giving him two, three opportunities to get it in from goal to goal? You know, but you would rather throw three passes. Give three runs in a row. You know, I know a couple weeks ago they both had fumbles on the goal line, but that's when you feed a guy. After he fumbled, all right, come back and get this. You know, I think they're going to get together. I think it's a learning curve going on. The receiver went down early. I don't really think Russ looks comfortable. I don't even know. He's not even running the ball on goal line. It was a couple opportunities that he could have ran the ball, and he ended up throwing it out of the back of the end zone. So I just think it's one of those situations where the nerves are there, the expectations. They just got to calm down and play football because you got two capable backs. You got a quarterback that's won before. Whatever the issue is going on. You just got to get those guys relaxed and get them to believe in each other and stop trying to do too much. Just go out and execute the play.
Clinton, I told my partner, I said, relax. You know, when Tom Brady went to Tampa Bay, he didn't have a first two. His first two games weren't very good. Plenty of time. Russell Wilson's going to be all right.
Yeah, he will be. You know, I think it's just one of those situations that it's two games in. You know, they've had two good opponents. I don't think Houston laid down. More people assume that the Texans would come in and lay down, and they didn't, you know. And when you get in those situations, you had two good opponents. That AFC West is loaded. You know, when you look at Vegas, people would look at the Raiders like, how are the Raiders 0-2, you know. But then you got Kansas City and San Diego sitting there as well. So they're going to get it together. It's the first quarter of football. You know, if you look back over the history of football, you got teams that start out in those first six games, and they look like they're going to be Super Bowl champions. And they always tell you, November, December are football months. You know, that's the month that matter. And it's going to get tough. You're going to have teams that's going to go on the run. You're going to have some teams to surprise. You're going to have some teams to fall off. So it's early. You know, no need to judge. I couldn't be patient with my fantasy team, so I blew it up. I traded Russ. I traded Williams. I let go my whole team. I got rid of my receiver, Adams. Yeah, I blew it up.
Hey, Clint, let me ask you this. Being a former player, and, you know, Jimmy Garoppolo's hinting that he could do more with his arm, and Kyle got to, you know, Janet Jackson control on him, and he's not being able to do everything. When you look at Garoppolo from afar, is he that dude? Is he one of those guys?
He's a winner. He's been finding a way to win. Wherever he's been, you know, from New England to San Fran, he's found a way to win. And, a lot of people say, well, it's the system. If it's the system, why don't Lance have that same exact success, you know? Or why hasn't another quarterback come in and had that success? So you got to say Jimmy G has some type of ability. He's doing something right. And the way I look at it is, see how his teammates respond. You know, sometimes when guys go down, everybody think like, oh, man. But then you see teammates step up and pick it up, and then they're playing lights out and out of their mind for this guy, because often you have teammates that feel like this is the wrong guy. You know, whether it's a running back or receiver that's not getting the opportunity, or quarterback, that resonates through the team. It resonates through the locker room. And then when you put the guy in that everyone loves, you see everyone play pick up. So it could be one of those situations where guys know, man, Lance is not there yet. Maybe the potential is there. Maybe it's not. But guys would prefer to have Jimmy G. He's going to get you to the promised land. If he can get you into the playoffs and get you a winning record, that's what you want. You know, often you have that, and it's like, well, I got this Mercedes-Benz, but, man, I want this Ferrari. You know, and you can't really handle the Ferrari. So the Ferrari look good, but it's not an everyday car. You need that everyday car that's going to go out and perform, and going to give you the high performance at times. It's going to be reliable, and that's what you need. So maybe Jimmy G, maybe you see guys step up. You know, I think when you look at the numbers, you get Kittle back. Lance didn't have Kittle, who was one of their top targets. Samuel, you know, the holdout, he hasn't played. He didn't pick up where he left off last year, but you know it's in him. You know, and Ayuk had all of the conversation about him. Then you brought in Ray Ray. You know, maybe he gets an opportunity to get the ball in his hands. So you got some weapons out there. You know, it's just a matter of getting it together. Again, it's 2 weeks in. It's mid-season. Right. We're giving a mid-season report as you know, you get to 8 weeks and they're 6-2. You're like, yeah, man, this is the team I was talking about. You know, you just got to give it time.
Hey, Clinton, thank you so much for joining us. Really good stuff, and look forward to catching up with you in the future.
No problem, man. Anytime. Y'all enjoy yourself.
Yes, sir. That's Clinton Portis, wow. Former running back for Washington, Denver. He's good.
He likes the bell cow. Good. That's what I like, too, Stoney.
He was, of course you do. I know everything you like. You like long bombs. You like, let's see, flea flickers.
Okay.
You like the Statue of Liberty. That play Boise State ran 15 years ago. You love that.
Okay.
You love onside kicks. You hate ties.
Pittsburgh should have got one last night. Dude, it was there waiting for him. Hey, as a host, because we're a brotherhood here at 95.7 The Game, we got more snitches now or reporters from YouTube, Twitch. They tell you when your names come up in other places.
Oh, no.
And the 707 on the Comcast business text line, goo, boy. They just roasted your picks. It's from 7:30 to 8. So I'm telling you, when I get off and get in the caddy,
right.
I'm going to go to the Odyssey app. Or should I just shake it off like Mariah? And they just, okay, they went at my picks. And, like, where do you draw the line?
95.7 Game breaking news. Brought to you by the Beat the Streak podcast. Get an inside edge on how to win the $5.6 million prize every day this baseball season. Listen on Odyssey or wherever you get your podcast.
George Kittle. He's playing.
Well, there we go.
He will play Sunday in Denver. Missed the first two games. He'll play. And Hill will give that offensive line a much-needed boost.
That is,
maybe he can add some stability to the offensive line.
Are any two players closer on the Niners than Jimmy and Kittle? I think they got a great relationship.
It's a good question. Yep. It's a good question.
And Kittle is back.
Like a Niner.
Yep.
You like that?
Mm-hmm.
All right. 888-957-9570. What do you want to see out of Jimmy Garoppolo? I know. We've seen him for 4 or 5 years now. Do you really think he's going to look any different or that Kyle Shanahan's going to put him in a little different position than he has so far in his 49ers career? Dare I say it, even though I hate this phrase, do you really want to see Jimmy Garoppolo cook?
Man.
I really want to see Jimmy Garoppolo cook. And, Goo, I also want to get into a couple of things Andre Iguodala said.
Iggy is back!
And then...
Well, he don't like being called Iggy.
And then, I think we do have to spend a minute or two on what's going on in Boston. With
I'm right here for you.
That's all coming up on 95.7 The Game. The kickoff show with Larry Kruger and Lorenzo Neal. It starts at 3 p.m. on Sunday. Larry and Lowe will lead you right up to kickoff. The show is presented by Harris Ranch Beef, legendary quality, and Jim Beam Bourbon Whiskey. Taste the world's number one bourbon. We'll be right back.
You and me are going to have it out, Kyle.